Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition. Happy Wednesday. Happy New Year almost. Scotty's off this week for the holiday. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson. And a team of, well, like three or four of us. But hey, we're here for you. That's all we're saying.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios.
Hello, everyone.
What's on your mind? And the key question there is, what's on your mind, man? Lots of things on the minds of different people today, depending on what you're dealing with. Maybe you're one of the thousands of people that are stranded in Phoenix and points across the country that Southwest Airlines serves. This is really unbelievable. And I don't know, we were just talking in the break a little bit. Chris was saying that, what did Pete Buttigieg say? He's going to start an investigation.
Yeah, they're going to...
When Papa found out, he began to shout.
The U.S. DOT is going to start an investigation. Basically, what it was a word salad, Kev.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's what you get out of Washington, and it drives me batty.
Well, from that particular segment of Washington, no question.
And meanwhile, Kevin, we have the issue at the border. I don't know if we call him, Biden's on vacation in St. Croix. The White House has already called a lid. There's going to be no news the rest of the day. So he's not going to address the issue with Southwest. He's not going to address the issue at the border. And meanwhile, where's Kamala Harris?
She's in D.C. hosting a busload of immigrants that are here illegally, I think, because that's where Greg Abbott sent them.
But what's her job?
She's nowhere.
Though?
She's on vacation, too. They're all on vacation. They're all gone. Congress is gone. Biden's in the St. Croix or wherever he is in the Caribbean. And meanwhile, at the southern border, we go down the list. Thank goodness the Supreme Court upheld Title 42. As of right now, Title 42 is, they're saying, going to keep it in place. This is the Supreme Court doing that. Brandon Judd, who's the National Border Patrol Council president, was on with Fox and Friends this morning. Here he's commenting about what it means for this to get dropped.
The problem is he's just not working with his counterpart presidents of other countries to try to find a solution. He just continues to allow this crisis to continue because he knows it's not hurting him.
And, of course, Joe Biden not doing anything. I mean... this guy's looking for just straw, anything.
If we actually held people in place, or if we re-implemented Remain in Mexico, we would see illegal border crossings drop to 45-year lows. And when they drop, we're able to go after the cartels.
What are your thoughts? 701-271-1100. Email studio at flagfamily.com. Leave a message at 855-217-76 or text us, 701-237-1590. Way in. We got the travel issues. We got the border. Whatever's on your mind. Kevin, I think it's worth mentioning we lost a Fargo legend, Tom Blair, the Roadrunner. I think he's a legend. He had an interesting life. Tom Blair, the Roadrunner. I'm not familiar, and I'm pretty familiar with all things Fargo, but I will check that out. Let's see here. Question, when you visit with the NDHP, ask them if they will be at the 2023 legislative session and propose to implement fines on all drivers' vehicles when asked to stay off all North Dakota roads during inclement weather, even though many tax dollars are paid by those drivers already as safety factor. Yeah, that's a good question. The ones that ignore the warnings, ignore the barricades, go around, and then they go out and get stuck or block highways and cause the whole thing to melt down. Got to be something to do with that. Let's see here. Another text. Hey, Kev. Help me out, I haven't been watching much sports since the kneeling events. I'm a Niners fan from the Brody days. John, so Brody and J.C. Owens and the Let's see. So, 49ers. 49ers are doing good. They're going to win the West. They'll probably be the Vikings' first opponent coming out of the wild card weekend. We'll see how the bracket shakes up. Another text. The government doesn't need to be involved in Southwest Airlines. The people will decide what the outcome will be. That's true. I let the market decide on all of that. You don't want to fly Southwest anymore. Fly Southwest.
They're going to bury themselves. I mean, people aren't going to fly with them anymore. And, I mean, exactly. That is so true. You know, Kev,
Yeah, that goes to anything like electric vehicles or any of that. The government should just get out of there. Get out of the way. Let the market figure out if that's what it wants to do. And if the market likes it, the market will do what it's going to do. Go ahead.
Going back to the border, I was just looking through Twitter. Bill O'Reilly said it perfect. The Supreme Court, and this was yesterday after the announcement, the Supreme Court is now running border security because President Biden will not. Mic drop, end of story. Bill O'Reilly, spot on in my opinion.
That's the last thing. Last thing the Supreme Court should be doing.
Exactly. But they had to.
And that's what they're saying, too. The SCOTUS is saying, listen, this is not anything we should be dealing with. But they are, and it is what it is, I guess. But at least it's still in place. I don't know. Is Title 42 deterring anyone? Seems to be. There was a encampment on Mexico's side of the border, down by El Paso and Juarez. People waiting for that to drop. But why would you wait for that to drop? Who cares? I mean, do you get tested when you come across the border? If you look healthy and you're not coughing or wheezing or whatever. I'm wondering if they even care, if that's even a thing that anyone pays attention to coming from Central America or South America or any one of the other 106 countries they're coming from. Back on the travel deal, Bob Jordan is the Southwest Airlines CEO. Literally thousands of flights again today. He says they plan to be back on track before next week. Oh, that's good, Bob. Good job.
The tools we use to recover from disruption serve us well 99% of the time, but clearly we need to double down on our already existing plans to upgrade systems for these extreme circumstances so that we never again face what's happening right now.
This isn't talking about those systems.
I reached out to Secretary Buttigieg earlier today to continue the discussions we've been having with the DOT through the holidays. Sharing all the things that we're doing to make things right for our customers. We always take care of our customers, and we will lean in and go above and beyond as they would expect us to.
Right up until they're sleeping at the airport for a week because you can't get this. Now, part of the thing that I'm reading about this, and this is one more about they're planning to go above and beyond. We're going above and beyond. Talk about a statement reader. Listen to this guy.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week.
There's a couple of things that play in here from everything I've read. One is that obviously labor, workforce. Not only the pilots to fly them, the ground crews to get them to the gate, and all the gate personnel and the airport personnel that makes everything else happen, from your luggage to the tire pressure on the jet. All of those people, all of those positions across the country are hiring. Literally, every airport. The shortages are amazing. So you got a workforce problem. Secondly, Southwest Airlines has been, the more I read about his systems, I'm talking about the systems, and they need to clearly speed up their plans to upgrade their systems. They knew apparently how bad these systems were. And we're talking about computer reservations, ticketing, etc., where other airlines are way ahead of them. They haven't spent that money. Well, now we got busted. Now we got collapsed over the holidays, left thousands of people hanging. So now we're going to speed up the plans on that. Well, it's great. Do that. And then the other factor is the weather and everything else that went down over this last week. Perfect storm. Really is. So I'm just glad I don't even think about traveling on an airplane any time around this time of year. And there's a good tip for you. Unless you're flying a charter, like I'm flying from A to B. I know if I can get out of Fargo, A to B. No connectors this time of year ever. So there's that. I just feel bad for everybody that rolled the dice on this and it's getting squashed. I think there's still an idea that the idea I had with Doberstein, with Sean Doberstein yesterday, Chris. Like,
I thought
call
that was
him
a great idea.
I mean, seriously, like they do on a sleeper on a like a tour bus or whatever. You'd have like pods, and just so you know, you put in it's like whatever, I don't know, whatever an hourly rate. You can buy it by the day if you want to just have a place to crash all day while you're waiting for your plane. Just crawl in that bad boy, have a little TV in there. You could charge for whatever, and put a couple thousand of them up and down the. And what is that on the walls of the concourses at the airport? Nothing. A bunch of advertising. You put advertising on them, too. There you go. So get Elon on the phone. Get that done. So, but meanwhile, at the border, I don't know how we look away from the border and everything that's going on. There's a lot of good reaction from a lot of people. But pretty much everything is that this is just basically kicking the can down the road, and it's not kicking it very far down the road. What do you think? What is on your mind? That's the point. You talk, we listen. 701-271-1100. Dial it up, text it up, 701-237-1590. We love when you call, though. Well, let's have a conversation. This is What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota and Cass County, 503 acres in Bottineau County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson in for Scott Henin today. Scotty's on break. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking every day for lunch, and then you can grab it and go. And how convenient is that? Valley City serving up the Swedish meatballs. The world famous Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Hamburger hot dish at Harwood. West Main Avenue's got Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders. Chicken Enchiladas at 12th Avenue, Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue. Glenda's got the Chicken Alfredo to go, the nice garlic bread. Macaroni Hot Dish in Euland, and they do a popcorn chicken bowl on 45th. That's pretty tasty. Cheese and all the nines on it. Or you can do the 4 for $4 every day. Four items, $4. Talk about inflation buster. Mini personal pan pizza. You pick it. Couple of cookies. You pick them. 20-ounce soda. 20-ounce pop. You pick it. $4 every day, all day at PetroServe USA. Across the neighborhood. PetroServeUSA.com, and they are hiring. All right. Couple of texts. Yeah, guys, it is definitely not the Supreme Court's job. Well, yeah, but... And it's not just this administration. They've let so many things go, and they go so long, and they fester, and then they expire, and then they don't. Just D.C. being D.C. None of these border hoppers even know about Title 42, nor do they care. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they even care. Most worthless president of all time. Seems to be on the wrong side of everything. There you go. Oh, and there's a meme. It's Biden saying, I can't visit the southern border. There are more important things going on. And he's got his bags packed for St. Croix. More important things going on in St. Croix. Someone brought up a point, Chris, that the St. Croix deal is well off the radar. So if anybody was going to, you know, they were going to meet together, you know, get the big guy's payment, be a good spot to do it.
Be a great spot to do it.
Down on the beach. I'm just saying, you know, hey, come on, we'll go to the, we'll go to the Caribbean. Get hair, I got hairy legs. We'll get tan. Go do that. Shoot the text, 701-237-1590. Story is all about the border, really. They want to, you know, we're paying attention to travel delays and things like that, but it's the holidays, and we have a labor shortage, you know, a pilot shortage, and so I would expect that. But every day, thousands of people are coming in to this country, unchecked, undocumented, illegally. And the one of the clips I saw, and this was on Fox, it was Jim Desmond. Jim Desmond is the San Diego County Supervisor in San Diego County down in San Diego. And he was on Fox and Friends just talking about the surge has impacted San Diego. The shelters are packed. Shelters are absolutely at capacity. But Jim Desmond weighed on this with the, and I just wanted you to hear a bit of this. Listen to what he's talking about.
Well, Todd, that's a very good question because right now, like you said, over 1,000 have been dropped off. It just at our transit centers. They're not given any resources. They're not given any tickets or any means of how to get to wherever they're going. And they're just being dropped there. And it's primarily these are asylum seekers that the Border Patrol can no longer hang on to once they're granted this asylum seeker status. They can only hold them for a certain period of time. And because of Governor Newsom's already homeless, problems here in California, our shelters are saturated. We're full. We can't handle anymore. And so what the Border Patrol is doing is just dropping them off at our transit centers with no resources. And it's really, you know, taxing our already overpopulated homeless situation here in California. Not helping at all. So we think the federal government needs to step up and either provide the resources or housing for these asylum seekers and not just dump them on our streets.
Where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put them, though? And by the way, as you're watching that, if you find that video clip of Jim Desmond, you'll see the video. And what I want you to notice is look at the video footage they have. This is in Oceanside, California. This was on Monday. Of the people that are coming, that they're dropping off, over 1,000 migrants were released in San Diego County. They showed 5 different vans and vehicles that these people were getting out of. No women. No children. These are all able-bodied men with Nikes. They're wearing Jordans. They're wearing sweats. They got backpacks. They're clearly not asylum seekers. They clearly haven't been bombed out of their homes. They strapped up the Jordans, filled the backpack. Let's hike to America. They're letting us in. Let's go. This is not the best and the brightest. This is unbelievable. And they look at the video and watch these. And where are all, and where are they going? What are they, house them? Where are you going to house them? We can't house the homeless we had here already. Now we're paying for hotel rooms and, wow, What's on your mind? Is it Rob?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, just a couple of things on the Southwest Airlines. I used to work for United Airlines years ago, so I always kind of followed the airline situation. But Southwest, there's a misunderstanding that Southwest only flies in the Southwest.
Right.
And they don't. They have a major hub in Chicago. But the major, which I understand was hit pretty hard, but their hub is at Chicago Midway, not Chicago O'Hare. So Midway doesn't have all of the navigational equipment, all the systems, all that stuff, compared to O'Hare. So whenever the weather hits Chicago, it affects Southwest much more than it would United or American. So that's one thing. And the other thing is there, and they did that on purpose. How they got so large as they are is that they set themselves up to fly into these less busy airports just to keep their costs down.
Oh, sure.
They try to only fly the same type of airline, so they aren't being airplanes. So they have so many things that all it takes is one little pulling out a little block and the Jenga falls down, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of where Southwest is. And the other thing I haven't checked, but I'd like to see how it compares to the cancellations for United and American. Are they actually really much more than...
Oh, yeah, I saw, I think I saw like 7%, 9% of the major carriers had cancellations at the worst. That's the figure I saw earlier this morning.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all I had to
good.
Say. I've got a lot of other opinions, but I see everybody's texting you and everybody's here to talk. So
you're good. All right, Rob, thanks, right. man. Yeah, we flew when I lived in Phoenix and down in San Antonio and Southern California, flew Southwest a lot. I actually did a promo flight with Southwest. They used to have a plane that had a 737 that was painted like Shamu the Whale. I kid you not, Chris. This is a true story. And they painted this, and it was all to promote SeaWorld and the opening of SeaWorld in San Antonio. And they did this media tour with this plane. So the plane came from San Diego. It came to Phoenix. We got to get on in Phoenix, and then I actually got to sit in the cockpit on the takeoff of this Shamu 737 jet that Southwest had. Went to San Antonio, did a little meeting, then flew from San Antonio to Vegas, and then Vegas back to San Antonio to SeaWorld. Southwest couldn't have been better. I mean, really good. They never had assigned seating ever. I don't know if they still do that or not. But they had, you just got a boarding pass, and it was, you sit wherever you get, and first come, first serve for the longest time. I think they're still doing it that way, but he is spot on about flying into those smaller airports and those different hubs. And I can see now with the systems, maybe you should have upgraded those sooner. Just saying. All right, so what's on your mind? Be right back.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA News Update. There's a recall on high blood pressure medication that may contain a cancer-causing ingredient. Lupin Pharmaceuticals issued the voluntary recall. Quinapil tablets are the ones being recalled. The meltdown at Southwest Airlines has left thousands of holiday travelers stranded with no support or answers.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled, and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
Mega Millions winning jackpot numbers for Tuesday were 19, 13, 36, 59, 61, and Mega Ball 11. Nobody won. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, the team, and Scotty's on break. Back after for the new year, enjoying some family time. 701-271-1100. Want to weigh in? Text us 701-237-1590 or leave a message. 855-217-76, extension 1. Natural gas and oil in North Dakota touches every corner of the state. You know that? Yeah, it's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. I'm sure, and we'll talk to Lynn Helms about this next hour, I'm sure they'd be advancing the possibilities even more if they weren't hamstringed by the present administration occupying the White House. Well, by the way, there you go. Motley Crue and, Def Leppard and Alice Cooper are going to be coming to Fargo. August 11th. I was telling you the story in one of the earlier breaks, coming back from Aberdeen on Christmas, on our Christmas break, and my son filled my heart with joy when he played the classic rock playlist that he had. And I thought, oh, and then he asked me what my top five favorite bands were, and I was like, oh, he wants to know. And turns out he really does enjoy the classic rock and roll. And the conversation about that particular concert came up, and he very much would like to go. And I thought, well, Def Leppard and Motley Crue and Alice Cooper, we're going. So it's a little pre-birthday party for me. Tickets are on sale now, by the way, and they're not giving them away. I'm telling you that right now, but that is what it is. We've got a weather system that's moving out. I guess we can be thankful we're not in Buffalo, New York, where they're dealing with 4 feet on top of the 5 feet or so they already had. It's absolutely unbelievable. But we are dealing with a lot. And driving down to Aberdeen over the weekend, drove down I-29, hit and miss, icy spots here and there. We drove 12 across to Aberdeen again. The east-west roads seem to be affected more with that northbound wind, but the more we got out in the open country, the more we're dealing with the drifting and whatnot. But the roads are clear enough, Charlie. We just wanted to touch base with North Dakota Highway Patrol Sergeant Adam Malata and just kind of Malata and get an update. Adam, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Where are we finding you this morning?
Well, luckily I'm able to be sitting in the office talking to you guys, so I'm not too far away, but hanging out in a little bit warmer conditions today than past week or so.
Yeah, my son out on winter break is out doing some skiing in the Black Hills. They drove 94 yesterday all the way out to Dickinson. Said it wasn't bad. It was spotty stuff, but still going pretty good.
Yeah, and I actually came back. I was celebrating Christmas out in Bismarck yesterday too, so I came back, and you can tell that it's actually like a 30-40 degree difference in from the last weekend till yesterday. They were starting to get a little bit of that flush and ice off the road, so they've been making a little bit of progress, it seems like. So the roads are getting a little bit better. That was good to see.
Talking with Sergeant Adam Malafa from North Dakota Highway Patrol, we got a text in about these people that want to venture out when no travel advised. Even when you close the freeways and put the barriers out, they go around the barriers. Next thing you know, they're jackknifed or they're in the ditch or they're blocking some underpass or whatever they're getting drifted in, and you got to go on a rescue. That's got to be the biggest frustration you guys face. You people, I should say.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of frustrations, but that's definitely one of them. I mean, you know, when we work with DOT, we let them know what we're seeing. They let us know what they're seeing. And then when we do these travel alerts, no travel advisories, or road closures, that's an effort based on the totality of everything, right? So when we put out a travel alert, even just a travel alert, the lowest level that we'll go,
right?
We don't do it for no reason, right? I mean, we all understand it's winter, but even if you look at the DOT map right now, there is no travel alert, right? You can drive. There might be some areas of, you know, ice or snow or wetness or whatever that might be. But when we say there's a travel alert, everybody kind of needs to say, well, there might be something going on, right? We wouldn't say that for no reason. Same thing with a no travel advisor. When we're telling people, we're advising that you don't travel, that's for your safety, right? And so, yeah, when people don't listen to things like that, and then obviously the road closure, if we say the roads are closed, there could be a number of reasons, but that doesn't mean take a different road. Don't go take the county road to get around that road closure, because the county road's probably going to be worse than the interstate, because even the interstate, if the plows are out
exactly.
and they can't even keep up on the interstate, how would the county keep up on a county road, right?
That's exactly right. Next thing you know, you're drifted in and you're calling for a rescue, for crying out loud. Yeah, it's mind-boggling
absolutely.
To me. And it's almost like people have a, hey, I know you closed it, but watch this, hold my beer kind of thing. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and you know, and obviously we understand that, you know, people have places they want to get to or they need to get to, but when we're closing roads, it's because we don't think you're going to make it to wherever that is you need to go, and then instead of you being late for something, and now you might miss it entirely, right? So, that is a frustrating point for us.
I can imagine. All right, Chris, you got anything you want to cover?
Yeah, Sergeant Malafa, let's talk a little bit about the latest storm. I mean, have you guys been busy still, even in the days after, getting people out of ditches, things like that, responding to, you know, calls? I know it was really icy between Mayville and Fargo yesterday. Talk a little bit about how busy you guys have been, you know, responding to calls for service.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously it's not just like one storm, but just like that culmination of everything over the last couple of weeks. That about Argusville North, that was probably one of our worst areas, and I don't know what the reason for it is, but it seems like anytime there's new road construction, and that's a fairly new stretch of road that they've been fixing over the last few years and replacing the concrete, those usually tend to be pretty bad. And what we do is, When it's a stormy day and the visibility's poor and the roads are icy, if we can leave a vehicle in the shoulder or on the ditch or in the median, we'll leave it there. And then, you know, days like today when it gets a little nicer, that's when we'll have the tow companies come out, tow those vehicles, rather than doing that kind of work when putting people at risk to get hit because of the poor conditions. But, yeah, I mean, the last couple of weeks, I don't have the exact numbers, but we've covered a couple hundred crashes in just the southeast region alone. I know we got an email from Major Iverson giving a good summary of our total crashes in the state. And he said we've covered 281 crashes and 97 calls for service in the past 2 weeks alone.
Wow.
Compared to that, to the same time period last year, we had 88 crashes and 531. So we've tripled the amount of crashes. Over tripled the amount of crashes, and we've almost doubled the calls for service in that two-week period from 1 year to the next. So significantly busier, and that's everybody. That was statewide. I mean, as you guys saw, the storm wasn't just specific to Fargo or anything like that. So,
are you, and Adam, you've been at this a while. I am, you know, as I mean, driving in this part of the world for decades now, I'm really, over the last few years, amazed at the speed at which it seems younger drivers, maybe new Americans, new people driving, just don't seem to know that they're driving on black ice or know that they're, and I mean, all of the things I'm seeing, and I've seen half a dozen already in front of me or behind me spin out, and it's like a new record for my commute that I've seen people, the amount of the speed that they're traveling. It's just, to me, it's crazy. Like, wow. Okay.
You know, yeah, and it's funny you say that, because I was just having a conversation with another trooper the other day, and we were trying to figure out why that would be. How has vehicle technology gotten better with things like traction control, Stabilitrack, all these advancements that they have in the vehicles? How are people still losing control? And I think what we kind of came up with is it has to be a confidence. You're confident with, oh, my car's got ABS, I can stop, or my car has traction control, so I won't flip. which sounds great until you do slip and realize
yeah.
And there's no traction. The car can't recover you if it can't get traction to straighten you back out, right? So we were kind of talking about that, and we don't know if, you know, is that kind of the catch-22 of these safety features, is that we get a little too comfortable? But obviously that kind of segues into our biggest point, is that speed is going to be the biggest thing, and understanding, too, that if you're accelerating, you shouldn't be turning your steering wheel, right? Because if you have limited traction, you can speed up, right, slow down, or turn, but not all three at once, right? Or two right. three at once. And so it kind of goes back to those fundamentals of driving. And I don't know, maybe that's something you guys should discuss with the behind-the-wheel drivers or something like that. Or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to open up like a boot camp for new drivers. I mean, in this part of the world, you know, anybody can drive on dry pavement in July. I mean, this takes skills, and it takes a while to develop the skills. I mean, and a big part of what I see is people overreact. As soon as they start to slide a little bit, they overcorrect, and then the overcorrection causes a worse slide, and then the next thing, you know, they're spinning around, and their headlights are facing backwards, you know, or whatever. But it seems to me like, you know, we go back, and we've talked about, Scott and I talked about this, when with my dad, it was Brooklyn Center, Brookdale parking lot. When it snowed, when I was probably in ninth grade, and even up at the lake, we'd go drive around. He'd say, go ahead and fishtail a little bit. Get used to how that feels, how that works. And it's like fighter pilots or anything. You practice and practice, so when you actually get in a situation, you're not completely caught off guard. I think that's a big problem with newer drivers.
Yep, and I agree. And, you know, one of the things with Fargo, too, is, you know, you look at the rural communities, any farm kid that's 15, 16 years old just getting a license, well, they drive on a gravel road, so they know what that's like to have that back end kick out just a little bit on a washboard. Yep. And not overreact, you know, just keep the wheels straight because it'll come back around. All your momentum is going down the road, so if you input to go somewhere else, you're going to adjust that momentum into the ditch, and unfortunately sometimes we see rollover crashes because of it.
Yeah, that's the
thing.
You
know, the thing that drives me nuts is you could be driving on, you know, basically pure ice in the one lane, well, in both lanes, we're driving 40, 45 miles an hour. This pickup comes flying by.
Here he comes.
75, 80 miles an hour. I'm like,
that's what I was saying.
Where are we going to see that pickup? 2 miles up the road, she's in the ditch.
And we're talking to Sergeant Adam Maloff. Adam, is it wrong that when that truck does go by us a couple miles up the road that he's in the ditch and we have a little smile on our face as we drive by him?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're asking. Yeah. Pretty cute, you know.
No comment. I get it.
Moral field to have. Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to make anybody mad. You know, obviously, what you're bringing up is, and you know, I did stop somebody this weekend that was doing 76 on the ice up by Argusville there, and the comment was, well, I know that speed limit 75, and then, you know, they even admitted at the end of the stop, like, yeah, you know. It wasn't until I tried to stop after you hit your lights that I realized how icy it was. And in my mind, I go, well, kind of if you're going by people going 40, you should probably think maybe they know something I don't know, like it's icy, or be able to see the ice on the road. But, you know, those are situations where you know, we have to drive for the conditions, just because even if, you know, we had some instances where, you know, the right lane would be icy and the left lane might be clear, and people are like, right, well, I'm in this clip, well, I can go faster. Well, if that car to the right of you loses control and now they end up in your lane going 30 miles an hour faster than them, that's not going to be a good day for you or them or us or anybody, right? So, you know, when we talk about driving for the conditions, we're also talking about other traffic. So even if it's July here in the metro area and, you know, traffic stacked up at the tri-level like it does every afternoon at about 4:30 till 5:30, and that traffic's going 5-10 miles an hour, the right thing to do is not blow by them all going 55 in the lane.
Exactly.
Because, you know, somebody might
be... We're up against a break. No problem. Sergeant Adam Maloffa, appreciate your time, sir. We'll talk again.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota, is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studio. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, PucklichValleyCity.com. And they spell it Pucklich, P-U-K-L-I-C-H, PucklichValleyCity.com. Got a Wednesday Wheels deal going on, killer deal there. If you go to PucklichValleyCity.com, you'll see that on a beautiful pre-owned pickup. But, hey, you know, what I want to do is just give a shout-out for Pucklich and the family. And everything I hear about him, I have a lot of family in Valley City. My Uncle Jim did a lot of business with Pucklich and the family for been around a long time. But great people. And just PucklichValleyCity.com, they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. It's all about that. They've got a great certified pre-owned selection as well. And once you get off the lot there, you're not just on your own. All right? They stand behind what they've got. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop in and see them. Tell them we said hello. Always a great Wednesday Wheels deal to you. Find out PucklichValleyCity.com. Let's burn through these texts here. Why is a two-year-old story of the South Dakota governor with a flamethrower making news? Sounds dumb on the broadcast. I think they're covering that. It's not a two-year-old story. It's that because over Christmas her staff gave her a flamethrower. You didn't see this. Staff gave her a flamethrower. It's even engraved. They even had it personalized for Christy Noem. I think the old story was that at one point she used a flamethrower or did some burn something up with a flamethrower a couple of years ago when it wasn't hers. And that might have been the reason for the gift that was given. But nonetheless, she just did get that for Christmas. It's not the news story is that she got one for Christmas, and it's not 2 years old. Let's see here. Covered that one. Okay. Oh, we did ask North Dakota Highway Patrol about the legislative sessions to implement fines on all the vehicles that are running around barricades and ignoring warnings. So we covered that. Sorry, these are kind of all over the place. All right. It says if you like peanut butter whiskey. I don't know when we talked about peanut butter whiskey. You should try Blind Squirrel Peanut Butter Cream Liqueur. It'll knock your socks off. Smooth and creamy, and the taste is just wow. Yeah, you bet. Well, thank you. We were talking earlier about we got a lot of guys hanging out today on the local show, too. Kind of a guy party this week. We should break out the cigars and some bourbon. But the boss wouldn't like that. I would like to see Fox News or some other organization, Newsmax, etc., some of the illegal immigrants to see what they've been doing, or to follow them to see what they've been doing for the last 6 months to a year. They've been in the country. Do they have jobs? Where are they staying? What are they doing? Boy, that's a great idea. Catch up with some of these people. What are you doing? Where are you? Well, I don't think you'd have to go far. If you go to Southern California, you could probably just hit any of the tent encampments and you'd find a ton of them. I would imagine.
We should put you on that detail, Kev.
Oh, let me add it. Let's see. Stranded on Christmas Eve, a Tesla owner posts a viral video of car failing to charge in the cold. And a link with that. Appreciate the link. Regarding icy roads, once you lose traction, no safety device in your vehicle is going to help. Amen. Even if you're doing 20, if you hit black ice, you're at the mercy of the conditions. And anyone that's spent any time in this part of the world driving on these conditions knows that. If you want to roll the dice on your $80,000, F-250 beautiful black truck that you went screaming by me on 94 at 75 this morning, that's fine. You roll the dice on that, that's fine. But why don't you do it when no one else is around that you're going to hit or kill or damage their vehicle because you're being an idiot? Is that too microaggressive? I don't know. Tailgating is a big issue. Another text. Tailgating is a big issue. Had boater tailgate me, passed me, and suddenly a bear crossed the road. Fortunately, no accident. Oh, had a boater, a truck with a boat is what I'm getting on with that. The tailgating thing is unbelievable, too. On the ice. Am I wrong? I mean, right up on you, getting off on a slippery off-ramp, or right up on you, like it's a NASCAR race. I'm pet peeving here. I digress. Let's see here. So how much does 9% of United flights cancel equal? Relatively speaking, we were talking about the airlines. Good question. They probably have a lot more routes and more flights than Southwest does. But I thought the point that our caller Rob made about when Southwest was expanding. See, the Southwest home or their hub was in Phoenix when Kelleher first started Southwest Airlines. And it expanded to where they had other hubs, and they kept growing. You know, Southwest literally just flew Vegas, Southern California, Phoenix, points in Texas, Oklahoma, and then they grew from there. And his point was when they acquired Midway, not O'Hare, as their hub in Chicago, Midway doesn't have the equipment that O'Hare does for landing in the weather that they were dealing with. So there we go. Another one. Raining in Newtown now. Listening in Newtown, North Dakota. Home of cousin Marsha and Terry. The Wilbers. You know, the Wilbers out in Newtown. They're cousins. Raining there now. Raining. What? Well, it's warm enough. We've got the temps going. All right, we're all caught up on texts. We're checking the emails. Out 94 eastbound Minnesota between Moorhead and Fergus Falls is slick. 60 to 65 max, says emailer Rick. Rick, thank you for the road report. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll get a news break in at the top of the hour. Come back. We're going to talk with Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, on the producer's report that came out. And we'll see maybe how much better that could be if certain someone wasn't in the White House.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.